The Library of Lost Time is a Strong Sense of Place production.
Coming up, a new novel drenched in 1950s Gothic-style mystery.
A modern story about a magic-using rogue.
Plus our distraction of the week. I'm Mel.
I'm Dave. This is the Library of Lost Time.
This week, I'm looking forward to reading The Cherry Robbers by Saray Walker. Her previous novel, Dietland, blew my mind. It's an angry, funny, suspenseful, thought-provoking story of a woman taking control of her life. So I cannot wait to see what she does with the beloved tropes of Gothic fiction in The Cherry Robbers. Here's what we know. The story takes place in 2017 New Mexico and 1950s Connecticut. There's a bevy of sisters who are heiresses to a firearms fortune. There's a haunted Victorian house, a family curse, an intrepid heroine, and because it's Saray Walker, there will also be subtle, clever, wildly entertaining forays into feminism and male-female power dynamics. The Cherry Robbers by Saray Walker is out on May 17th.
I'm looking forward to Book of Night by Holly Black. Holly Black is a New York Times bestselling author of some fantastic young adult books, including The Spiderwick Chronicles. Book of Night is her first adult book. In it, we follow Charlie Hall, a rogue who used to work for a society of magicians in present-day Massachusetts. Her past comes back to haunt her, of course, and pretty soon she's involved in the theft of a book that might be connected to a series of mystical murders. If you're interested in a magical heist and some dark storytelling from a veteran author who's trying something new, give this a try. It's Book of Night by Holly Black, and it's out now. And now, our distraction of the week. This week we got very distracted by just three short words, floating taco bar. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, there's a boat in a magical place called Coral Harbor. On that boat, they make tacos from only the freshest ingredients. They also craft cocktails to sit alongside. The floating restaurant is called Lime Out.
You pull up on a boat or a kayak, tell them what you want, and pretty soon you're sitting in paradise, half submerged in clear blue water, enjoying a fresh tortilla stuffed with pork or chicken or vegetables. The chef Amaro Rivero uses local fresh produce to inspire his menu, and the cocktails also take advantage of island flavors with watermelon, pineapple, lime, and cucumber, mixing it up with rum and tequila.
I feel like we shouldn't have to sell this idea too hard.
Agreed. Floating taco bar.
Yeah. If you want to socialize while you're there, they've also got a swim-up bar. They have floating booths.
And of course, views of the beautiful turquoise water from everywhere.
Lime Out has an Instagram account if you want to live vicariously. They also have their menu online, so you can start getting your order ready now.
While you're there, Coral Bay is said to have fantastic snorkeling and other restaurants, shops, and bars.
It is described as fun, funky, and laid back, which has a lot of appeal right now.
It certainly does. Find links to everything you need to know to visit the Floating Taco Bar and more info on the books we mentioned at strongsenseofplace.com/library.
Thanks for joining us on the Library of Lost Time. Remember to visit your local library and your independent bookstore to lose some time yourself.
Stay curious. We'll talk to you soon.